next on the 5 o'clock report.
There are only two presidents in our history who've been impeached.
You want peace, love your nation.
Massive explosion. It shook the entire house.
You are a toy!
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the broadcast. I'm Bill Price, impeaching a president.
It's a witch hunt. I'm leading in the polls. They have no idea how they stop me. The only way they can try is through impeachment.
That is our top story at 5. House Democrats have launched a formal impeachment inquiry into President Trump. Correspondent Nancy Cordes says there's growing momentum on Capitol Hill.
We are witnessing a sea change in real time. A slew of House Democrats from swing districts, districts that were won for the first time in a long time by Democrats back in 2018. Those are the kinds of Democrats we are now seeing move into the yes column when it comes to impeachment.
That's Nancy Cordes on Capitol Hill tonight. Today, President Trump announced the transcript of his phone call with his Ukrainian counterpart will be released tomorrow. That phone call at the center of a renewed push by Democrats to impeach the president. Former independent counsel Sol Weisenberg says it's not going to be easy.
That's a very difficult thing to do. You know, there are only two presidents in our history who've been impeached, and neither one of them were removed from office. So it's not an easy task. It's in the best of circumstances, and I don't think they're going to have an easy road of it.
Democrats accuse the president of pressuring Ukraine to investigate the Bidens under threat of losing military money. This afternoon, Joe Biden called on President Trump to stop stonewalling.
The president does not comply with such a request from the Congress. He continues to obstruct Congress and flout the law. Donald Trump will leave Congress, in my view, no choice but to initiate impeachment.
The Democratic White House hopeful says impeachment is a tragedy, but a tragedy of the president's own making. Speaking in New York City moments ago, Mr. Trump says the Democratic effort to impeach him will hurt them at the polls.
The good news is the voters get it. This is why they say it's good for the election.
The president saying late this afternoon that he does not understand how Democrats can impeach him without seeing what he said on that July phone call with the president of Ukraine. Trump at the UN, that is the other big story at 5.
If you want freedom, take pride in your country. If you want democracy, hold on to your sovereignty. And if you want peace, love your nation.
The president touched on a litany of topics in his yearly address to the UN General Assembly. Mr. Trump accused Iran of making the world less safe and China for making it less prosperous.
America knows that while anyone can make war, only the most courageous can choose peace.
During his 30-minute speech, President Trump said the U.S. has the best military anywhere in the world, and hopefully we'll never have to prove it.
The United States does not seek conflict with any other nation. We desire peace, cooperation, and mutual gain with all. But I will never fail to defend America's interests.
The commander-in-chief expressing the need for national renewal and warned against the rise of globalism in his address to the UN earlier today. Britain's Supreme Court dealt a big blow to Prime Minister Boris Johnson today. The court tossed out Johnson's move to suspend Parliament in the middle of a Brexit battle.
We're going to respect what the court had to say, but we're going to get on and deliver Brexit.
Johnson met with President Trump today at the UN, where he said he's cautiously optimistic there will be a Brexit deal by the end of October. The Trump administration saying today that California needs to do more to reduce air pollution, or it risks losing billions of dollars in federal highway funds.
The EPA sent a letter to California's Air Resources Board describing the state's air quality as the worst in the nation. It calls on California to work with the EPA to develop plans to improve air quality or risk highway funding sanctions. This a week after the Trump administration revoked California's authority to set its own emission standards. California sued, and it's also sued the administration over its rollback of clean air regulations.
That's Allison Keyes reporting, the deputy director at the CDC telling members of Congress today that health officials are working to try and pinpoint what's causing the lung illnesses linked to vaping.
Most of the cases with information so far have reported use of either THC or THC and nicotine containing products. Some have reported nicotine only.
Dr. Ann Schuchat says she expects the death toll from illnesses to rise. Right now it stands at 9 nationwide. In Los Angeles, lawmakers there considering a proposal aimed at cleaning up that city's growing homeless problem. Under the controversial plan, a quarter of L.A. would be off limits to the homeless.
Those who are complaining, they don't like they have to see it. Well, there's people who have to live it.
That's Jed Perriott. He's an advocate for the homeless in Los Angeles.
If you want to live in L.A., you're going to have to see the poverty that our policymakers have created.
But those who live or do business near large homeless sidewalk settlements say their neighborhoods are being negatively impacted.
There's no reason we should have to have an encampment on our front door.
60,000 people currently homeless in the city of Los Angeles. In nearby Hollywood, top movie honors are on the way for actor Tom Hanks.
People call me Forrest Gump.
Hollywood Foreign Press Association says the man who brought so many lovable characters to life will receive this year's Cecil B. DeMille Award at the Golden Globes. Two-time Oscar winner cited for 3 decades of captivating audiences with rich and playful characters.
Deborah Rodriguez reporting. Still to come this Tuesday, girls' soccer canceled at Williamsville East, taking aim at gun violence in the state of Pennsylvania, and chocolate milk from brown cows. We'll explain that at the end of the broadcast.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. A cool night is coming up, but a quiet night. Breezes subside, skies will be generally starlit, and a beauty is ahead tomorrow, plenty of sunshine ahead. Our next weather maker is a weak front that will arrive on Thursday with a couple of scattered showers. The call for tonight, clear to partly cloudy and cool, low temperatures middle 40s to the middle 50s. A nice day ahead tomorrow with ample sunshine, and it will turn out warmer than it was today with high temperatures reaching the 70s to near 80. And then on Thursday, a good deal of cloudiness, a couple of scattered showers, high temperatures in the middle 60s to the middle 70s.
Alrighty, Kevin Williams, checking the stories making news where you live in New York and Pennsylvania. Tuesday, September 24th, police in Hamburg, New York, charging a 16-year-old student there in connection with yesterday's email threat. That threat forced Frontier High School to go into lockdown. The teenager facing felony and misdemeanor charges tonight. No one in that district was hurt. Investigators still on the scene of a fatal house explosion in Ontario County, New York. That blast taking place earlier today on Quail Road in the town of Richmond. This woman lives nearby.
I woke up at 4:30 in the morning. There was a massive explosion. It shook the entire house. I was absolutely terrified. This is my neighbor, and I called her. I didn't know what was going on, and she actually said, look outside, the sky is red. And I ran outside, and I'm like, oh my God, my neighbor's house is on fire.
Two elderly residents killed in that house explosion. The impact could be felt for miles away. Western New York Congressman Joe Morelli says he supports impeachment proceedings against President Trump. Moments ago, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced that formal inquiry into impeachment will get underway on Capitol Hill. The Rochester Democrat accuses President Trump of leveraging a foreign government for his own political benefit. Survivors of clergy abuse closely watching the Catholic Diocese of Rochester after it became the first in New York to file for bankruptcy. Here's Family Life's Jeremy Miller.
This week, survivors of clergy abuse will make up a committee that will determine the diocese's assets in order to compensate victims. 7 survivors will be chosen to oversee the process. Rochester's diocese filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy less than 2 weeks ago, and other dioceses contemplating the same action will be watching to see what happens in Rochester.
Because what happens here in Rochester will likely set a precedent, particularly in Catholic bankruptcies, throughout the state and beyond the state.
Jeremy Miller, Family Life News.
The Buffalo Diocese unveiling a new policy today aimed at priest misconduct toward adults. Bishop Richard Malone urging anyone who feels he or she has been victimized to contact the diocese. Just a few more legislative days left in Harrisburg, and Governor Tom Wolf putting pressure on lawmakers to pass gun control legislation. Wolf wants measures that'll keep guns from dangerous individuals and reduce overall gun violence.
We need to protect all of our lives everywhere in Pennsylvania.
The governor says he's disappointed lawmakers have failed to act on what he calls common sense gun safety measures. A Buffalo area high school girls soccer team forced to cancel the rest of its season. Here's Family Life's Dee Helly.
The Williamsville East girls varsity soccer team is forfeiting the remainder of the season after violating the Williamsville School District's interscholastic athletic contract. According to the district, an internal investigation discovered 13 girls on the team violated the code of conduct. The district did not specify what the students did in violation, but since 13 of the 21 team members were suspended, the school does not have a full team that could play for the rest of the season. Dee Haley, Family Life News.
And a solar farm in Norwich, New York, now open for business. It's one of the largest solar farms in the state, covering a wide chunk of Shenango County. Here's project manager Noah Siegel.
This farm is 79 acres total. We've got over 52,000 panels here, and it's going to produce enough electricity for over 2,000 homes, and it's going to be here for decades to come.
Once the solar farm is electrified, all NYSEG customers who subscribe to it will start saving money on renewable energy. Time now for your market report brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
Stocks posting their biggest loss of the month today on impeachment concerns surrounding President Trump. The Dow is down 142 points, the NASDAQ fell 119, and the S&P 500 was down 25. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Here's Rob West with today's MoneyWise Minute.
When bridges are corrupted by rust or damage, they can no longer be used. They're untrustworthy. They've lost their structural integrity. Integrity, according to Merriam-Webster, is firm adherence to a code, especially a moral code. Well, bridges follow a structural code rather than a moral code. But as Christians, we do follow a moral code that's laid out in the Bible. Financial teacher Larry Burkett used to say, money problems are often an outside indicator of much deeper spiritual problems. So what might your financial dealings be saying about you spiritually? Are you trustworthy? Do you pay your bills on time? Are you honest, even when it costs you to be honest? Most of all, are you a person of integrity?
And you can learn more about trusting God and becoming a wise money manager when you contact us online, moneywise.org, moneywise.org.
12 minutes past the hour, sunny time. Drive home sports.
Yes, sir. And UGLY, no alibi. It was ugly. The crowd in Washington, they just beat Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Now, where did Bryce Harper play last few seasons?
In Washington.
Yeah. So the Phillies are now eliminated from the playoffs.
Ooh.
And the Nationals look like they're going to get in after the Nats beat them today 4-1. And the crowd's response was, ugly.
Yeah. Wow.
Elsewhere, the Brewers look to solidify their grasp on the second National League wildcard when they visit the Reds. The Mets are still alive, unlike the Phillies, unfortunately. But the Mets are five games out. They need to win everything and have everyone else lose everything. They're playing Miami. That makes it easy. American League, the A's, Rays, and Indians continue to jockey for those two wildcard spots. Oakland starts the day with a game and a half lead. They want to host that wildcard game. They're going to have Homer Bailey on the mound when they face the Angels. Tampa Bay currently in the second wildcard, but they got to play the Yankees. Ouch. And the Indians, a half game out, they're taking on the White Sox. For Family Life, I'm Sonny Delphiette.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. A cool night is coming up, but a quiet night. Breezes subside, skies will be generally starlit, and a beauty is ahead tomorrow, plenty of sunshine ahead. Our next weather maker is a weak front that will arrive on Thursday with a couple of scattered showers. The call for tonight, clear to partly cloudy and cool. Low temperatures, middle 40s to the middle 50s. A nice day ahead tomorrow with ample sunshine. And it will turn out warmer than it was today, with high temperatures reaching the 70s to near 80. And then on Thursday, a good deal of cloudiness, a couple of scattered showers, high temperatures in the middle 60s to the middle 70s.
Okie dokie, Kevin Williams at the Weather Center tonight. We appreciate it. Finally at 5 o'clock, well, believe it or not, 7% of Americans actually think chocolate milk comes from brown cows. Family Life's Brandon Dixon.
The poll was conducted by the Innovation Center of U.S. Dairy and asked questions about the role milk plays in our daily lives. 48% of respondents weren't sure where chocolate milk came from, but 7% were sure it comes from brown cows. 16.4 million people. That's more than the population of Ohio thought chocolate milk came from brown cows. The Washington Post linked the study to past surveys that consistently show many Americans have no idea where their food comes from. For example, a study in the 1990s found that nearly 20% of people did not know that hamburgers are made from beef. Brennan Dixon, Family Life News.
All right, Brennan, I have nothing to add there.
Neither do I. Unbelievable. Just, yeah. Okay.
Moo.